Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. What up? I'm Gregor, host of mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd talk, the news, and more. There's a new episode of the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast waiting for you as well, where we talk more about birds and squirrels and fake birds fighting squirrels, and it's awesome because there's no soccer right now. I just got done interviewing an artist called Ash. She has a song called Moral of the Story. And sometimes you hear a song, you're like, okay, cool, that's nice, but I don't really know the backstory to it or any of that stuff. And so I sat down to read about it. Turns out she went to the Berklee College of Music in Boston and learned how to play it for real. Then she teamed up with Phineas, you know, that's the guy who produces Billie Eilish and is her brother, teamed up for her couple EPs that she did, also awesome. And then she gets to work with Niall Horan, I never know how to say his name, from One Direction, and made her song even better. They did like a second take of it, like a, it's not a remix, but just added him into it. It's awesome. I don't know anything about One Direction, except for that my niece, who's 18, loves One Direction. Text her, get some cred. Nice. Anyway, I had a chance to sit down with on Instagram with Ash, and she is lovely. A real well-trained, songwriter. I was going to say composer, but it's like modern composition, so you'd probably say songwriter. And just delightful. I would definitely recommend checking it out. It's a saved story right now on Instagram at 107.7 The End. Excellent. What's, I better check and see what's going on here. Oh, man. Talk about upgrading. Let's pimp your ride. There's a nice early 2000s reference. It's time to pimp your ride.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 250 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Washington state and negative 7 deaths. I'm sorry, what? We have some sort of zombie problem? No, it's because 7 people who died with COVID-19 having tested positive actually died for non-coronavirus reasons, so the list has been made more accurate. Ride the Ducks are for sale. The company had to pay $1 zillion in insurance settlements after that awful wreck on the Aurora Bridge a few years ago. Yikes. But that means you could now own one of those old war machines turned tourist haulers. Do they come with the duck clips? Please ride them into the sunset. Ooh, or make them into jousting ducks or something. The West Seattle Bridge can be fixed, which means you'd only be stuck driving the long way for another 2 years instead of 10. But it'll only give the bridge another decade of running, says a report at theseattletimes.com. Some are calling for the bridge to be rebuilt, and hey, while you're at it, put some freaking light rail on there. The full cost-benefit analysis comes out this fall. And congratulations to Arctic Monkeys, Do I Wanna Know, hit 1 billion views on YouTube. Holy crap! Only 12 rock songs have been able to do that.
Just got news.
It's really interesting, the group of friends I have on Facebook. It's like a lot of people who think the same way I do. Like pretty reasonable left-leaning people. I consider myself to be just left of center. I don't want to be extreme left, and I don't want to be right, but I was raised in a conservative family, so I'm kind of grounded in those values that came from it, but with like an open mind. That makes sense? I'm friends with a lot of people like that, too. Then there's my extremist friends who are like way too far left, and then all the old folks in my life that are way too far right now. And everyone's sharing all their opinions, and everyone else is getting hacked to pieces by it, and fine. One of the things I find odd is the talk about the all the statues that are dedicated to the heroes of the Confederacy, or slave trader statues, or just problematic characters in history when we have people that did awesome things that we could be celebrating. I digress. But I see one of my friend's moms posting about how leave all those statues up there to remind us of when things were terrible. And I'm with ya to a point. Like, it is important to remember the past because history, the fear of history is that you repeat it. Great. But also, like, if it's not about your history, then maybe we don't understand the significance and maybe we're just celebrating awful people. Like, I imagine, like, for somebody that's been sexually assaulted, putting up a statue of the assaulter, the rapist or whatever, in their front yard would not remind them that there are rapists out there. That, like, a torrid history would be something that stays intact. And if you're the parents, you remember that? Okay, right? So, like, I imagine that it's not necessary for the people that have been wronged. And then if you're saying that it needs to be put up so that the people who could do wrong remember not to, that's pretty messed up. Instead of celebrating people who could be doing excellent things, you're holding on to people who did terrible. Mind you, the Confederacy of this country lasted, their own country, lasted for 4 years. And it was about people who didn't want segregation and racism, slave trading to end. Roughly speaking, there's a lot more to it than that. I know I'm oversimplifying. I'm sorry. But still, go do your history on that. 4 years long, the Confederacy fought a war over whether or not people should be free. That's crazy. It's crazy, especially to think about if it was like your people, like if it was like your brother, sister, wife, husband, nephew, whatever, that was suddenly like, nope, they no longer have individual rights, so they have to now do everything I say or be beaten to death. I, for one, would not stand for that. So yeah, you want to leave up statues that are relics of a time of awfulness as a reminder? Good, then you put them in a museum. Play videos of the atrocities these people have committed, or if it's like olden times like that, then like have awful reminders of what they were capable of. I think about it like, let's say you wanted to put up a statue that would remind people of the terrible times. That's going to really be your excuse. I've got a perfect example. Right outside of CenturyLink Field, let's build a big, 20-foot tall statue, like twice the size of, it's so important, twice the size of the Ken Griffey Jr. one at Safeco, T-Mobile, whatever. Let's put up a big 20-foot statue of Tom Brady celebrating after the Seahawks threw that interception in the Super Bowl that led the Seahawks to losing. Let's put that up. Let's put a statue right outside of CenturyLink Field so that every time you go to a football game, there's a statue of not your people who did great things just a year before, but instead of a terrible time to remind you how awful things can be. Right? Let's put up a Tom Brady or Darrell Bevell calling that idiotic play. Maybe the two of them. They could like high five or something. I'd much rather have a Marshawn Lynch flying through the air grabbing his nuts, celebrating something good that someone achieved, rather than a reminder of how awful it is. That's just personally. Yeah, we can keep the stuff. We can have them in museums and stuff like that. But I want the Tom Brady 20-foot statue up by season start. Can we get that, please? Great. Sometimes the internet can be so awful. Just read the comments on any news story. It doesn't matter what side you're on. So awful. But then sometimes it could be the perfect amount of distraction and fun that you need, including this. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Yesterday, someone unlocked the master sword of harmless internet trolling after they successfully Rickrolled 80s pop singer Rick Astley, for whom the Rickroll is eponymous. Rickrolling is when someone gets you to click on a link that's actually just Rick's song. After Rick posted an old photo from backstage at a tour stop in Vegas, Reddit user The Malleable Duck pulled out all the nostalgia stops, commenting, I think I might cry. It's actually you. I met you at a backstage event when I was 12. Seriously, a big fan. I've seen you in concert 5 times. With a link to, well... Hook, line, and sinker, Rick Astley has been publicly Rickrolled. That person received enough Reddit awards that they can use premium until the year 2029. It is truly a lifetime achievement. How do you follow that up? Oh, there's a dope bass guitar that somebody made custom for Back to the Future, that old movie from Rick Astley's time. It's pretty sweet, though. It's got a digital readout and features a badass-looking flux capacitor. Nerdist.com reports that it was built to help out Michael J. Fox's charity. Cool. And finally, when we head back to Mars with a new rover called Perseverance, it's going to carry a monument to COVID-19 medical teams, reports GeekWire.com. The monument will simply be an aluminum plaque about as big as a note card. Hey, space is expensive. I wish we could send a hologram projector that when aliens find it and click it...
Nerd talk, yeah!
I just want a hologram of Rick Astley dancing. Have a great day.
This is the end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.